Hi there. The word for you today is the power of forgiveness. In Ephesians 4:32, Paul writes, "Be kind, forgiving each other." Here are four things you need to know about forgiveness. Number one, forgiveness doesn't make what happened to you right. It just means you've made a decision not to let it control your life. By forgiving and attempting to restore the relationship, you're reclaiming your peace of mind. If the other person refuses to acknowledge what happened or that it was wrong, the offense can and still should be forgiven. Forgiveness doesn't depend on the other person. It's a choice you make. It depends on you. Number two, forgiveness matters even when the other party refuses to admit guilt. When you wait for somebody to admit that he or she was wrong, you know what you're doing? You're placing your future, your happiness, your peace of mind into that person's hands. Don't do that. Forgiveness is first and foremost for your own benefit, not the benefit of others. By forgiving, you're letting the pain and hurt go and deciding to move forward. And number three, your willingness to forgive can actually move the other person to seek forgiveness. Perhaps the person who hurt you doesn't feel they deserve to be forgiven, or they may know that what they did was wrong but lack the courage to step forward and ask for forgiveness. When you make the first move, you're opening the door that allows them to reach out and find mercy and understanding. And number four, forgiveness is easier when you accept that we all need it. When you refuse to forgive because you think somebody else's offenses or sins are greater than your own, the Bible calls that pride. And 1 Peter 5 verse 5, the Bible says God opposes the proud, but favors the humble. Paul wraps it all up in this verse. Ephesians 4 verse 32, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Once you realize the depths of God's grace toward you, it becomes easier to extend grace toward others.